is my template, location, Danville, Illinois, Clement Thomas, off HUFF, claim number W08932, examination date 1/12/13, adjudicator, Crystal, initials DL, section F. The claimant is a 59-year-old, right-handed, Caucasian, male. They seemed reliable. Documents reviewed. 1. Discharge summary from Lina HCS from 8/3/2012 for left side rib fracture. Left side pneumothorax status post chest tube placement and removal. Chronic hyponatremia. Recurrent falls and syncope. Congenital single kidney. Two. Portable checks X-ray. From Provena, United Samaritan Medical Center, dated 9/27/12, reveals yield fracture involving the lateral left lower ribs. Three, chest X-ray, dated 5/3/12, from Provena Medical Center, reveals emphysema with COPD, old yield rib fracture on the left. Period. Chief complaint, COPD and dizziness. History of present illness. Claimant states he gets dizzy and blacks out and falls. His blackouts are every 2 to 3 weeks and are sudden with loss of consciousness. He was admitted to Provena Medical Center based on review of the notes from Provena Medical Center. It was determined his dizziness was secondary to severe hyponatremia. He also has a history of alcoholism. Period. He was given a four-wheel walker in a widow sitter September 2012. During rehabilitation after an admission to help ambulate and prevent him from sudden blackouts and falling. He notes with change in position, increased dizziness and blackouts. During the admission to the hospital, August of 2012, he was found to have chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysematous. He notes he gets short of breath, wheezes, and chest tightness with exertion. He gets cough fits with productive yellow phlegm, walking 20 feet. He's short of breath, climbing stairs. He gets dizzy, short of breath. As a result, he takes his time. He's not on an inhaler for his COPD. Past medical history, depression, and anxiety. Kindly refer to Social Security Psychological Disability Evaluation. Past surgical history, tonsillectomy, hospitalization. Last was August 12th to September 2012 for dizziness and blackout at the VA hospital. Activities of daily living, walking 20 feet, climbing a short of breath, standing, sitting, is not limited. Cooking, he sits to cook, lifting, pulling, and pushing, is limited to 20 pounds. Feeding is not limited. Cleaning is done intermittently, and he gets short of breath. He needs assistance. Feeding, he needs assistance with getting in and out. Dressing, he sits to dress. He doesn't drive, just doesn't have a license. Shopping, he uses a motorized cart to get around. Social history, he last worked January 2009 as a bus operator for crap backlog car. Medication, some college medication, see med list. Allergies, none. Substances, he smokes 1.5 pack a day. He smoked for 42 years. He doesn't drink or use illicit drugs. Examination, height 69, weight 156, pulse 100, respiratory 20, blood pressure 130 over 80, so now right 20 over 30, left 20 over 40, with glasses. Going to the lungs include the clearing with shorter breath with exertion. There was diffuse wheezes on the anterior lung field. Going to the musculoskeletal include the clearing uses a four-wheel walker with a sitter. Clearing was dizzy with flexion and changing positions. Impression, problem one. Vertigo, multifactorial. Due to the positional changes and electrolyte imbalance. Problem two, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. End of report.